Fellow Freedom fans, sorry. Technical difficulties there. We've had plenty of them. We had a full 40 seconds of dead airspace, and it may have been all our fault. This is David Allen Carmichael, Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network, coming to you here to you, yes I am, live and clumsy. Pushing the wrong buttons right and left, they shouldn't give me too much to operate. Usually, actually, when I was in the Navy, I had to push buttons for a living, and I knew the buttons really well. In fact, I was a push button petty officer. Those of you in the Navy know what that is. But I worked really hard anyway, and it all worked out really nicely. We're going to talk today about some things with regard to things that are very important, and I'm going to do a little summary here before we get into our talk. I do want to mention that you can check out this radio station's website at talk104.com. It's that simple. It's that simple. Talk104.com, of course, you can find out more about what Talk 104, Frank Talk 104.3 FM, is doing in the long run. Today I'm going to talk about some things that matter to you, that matter to you a lot. I've been doing a lot of research, seeing what was going on in the world, picking up on news here and there, connecting the dots, following trails back to some of the policymakers on kind of up in the sky, guys related to the International Monetary Fund and the Federal Reserve and things like that. See what kind of weird things are going on, and then you can kind of forecast what you might see in the future. If you had a warning that a tsunami was coming, that it would sweep you away along with your house, and I'm not just saying, oh, there was an earthquake in Sumatra, and so there's a tsunami watch. I'm telling you as if the Yucatan Peninsula just fell off into the sea, and there is a wave coming. It's going to sweep you away, but you've got, 4 hours to do something about it. What would you do? If you remember Katrina, a lot of people said, oh, it's going to be 50 feet swell or surge is going to come in certain parts of Mississippi. And sure enough, there was a 50-foot surge on the western parts of Mississippi. The entire almost 100-mile coastline of Mississippi was completely wiped out on the beach. And it was about 50 feet of storm surge to the west, about 22 feet of storm surge to the east. There was a storm surge as far as Mobile Bay in Alabama with regard to Katrina. Now, it was forecast up to 50 feet. And sure enough, downwind, downstorm, 22 feet. I was actually on the beach and I saw sailboats in trees, yachts in trees down on the eastern portion of the Mississippi coastline. That was insane. And, you know, people thought, oh, really? I wonder if it's going to get bad. Well, if you lived south of the train tracks, that's 2 miles back in some places, maybe more than 2 miles back, your house got flooded. In fact, the water went 2 miles inland, poured over the train tracks, who are elevated to a certain point. I guess there's some requirement to make sure that the trains are up high. It poured over the train tracks, even on the eastern part of the state toward Alabama. Right near the Alabama-Mississippi border along Highway 90, it was pouring over. Of course, it swept out the alligator farm that was right there near the border of Mississippi and Alabama, and sent, you know, 20-foot alligators all over the planet. But it was pouring over the train tracks. It was actually washing out the support from the train tracks along the coast there, more than 2 miles inland. Now, I don't think the people there really understood what was happening when they were told. Now you can look back and say, wow, let's just say the same thing. A Category 5 hurricane was heading your way and was going to send water up the waterways there that lead out to the Gulf, and was going to, if you were, let's say, within a quarter mile of the beach, totally wipe out your house. Just pull it right off its foundation. Or let's say you were within 2 miles of the beach. It was going to flood your house up to about 12 feet. Or let's say within 5 miles, it's going to flood your house within, about 4 feet deep. It's just what's going to happen. And you've got 24 hours to do something about it. What would you do? I mean, there's some people that say, oh, good, I bought my car at auction and it's got full coverage. Let me make sure I park on the lowest portion of my property. And then it's called insurance fraud. Yeah, it's just not a good faith thing to do. But what would you do? What would you do? If you had the power to, now, I mean, would you, let's say you had 2 hours. In a hurricane, you might have 24 hours. Tsunami, you might have a few hours. And it could be that, hey, aircraft over the ocean have identified a tsunami heading your way, and it's going to wipe you out within, 5 miles of the beach, 20 miles inland, you're all going to be flooded, something like that. It's something on the scale of what happened in Indonesia in 2004. Now, what if you knew it was going to happen? Just think about it right now. What would you do? You would gather up all your photographs, possibly. That's what you might do, gather up all those photographs, all those things that are valuable. You'd probably make a trip to the bank, a trip to the Piggly Wiggly, and hook yourself up with some groceries for about 2 weeks or something like that. And you might throw some things in your truck and you'd leave, but there's something you'd probably do. Okay, we're going to take a call here. Caller, thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? Hey, we're having a problem with our phone. Yeah, say it again.
Happy holidays, David.
Oh, happy holidays to you, Billy from Denell, and how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I just want to tell you viewers to have happy, very nice, safe, and happy holidays, and a very nice, happy Thanksgiving. And David and his family is going to have a great, great time in Thanksgiving this holiday season, because it's going to be a good blessing to you and your family, David. And may God bless you and your family on this holiday season. And keep the faith. And God bless you all.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you know what? How often does somebody do that for you? Thank you, Billy from Dunellen. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to receive that, Billy. Thank you so much. And I'm going to have a little comment about our phone service provider, too. We've been fighting this thing because of post-Ida storm effects. And so I'll talk about that later. But thank you, Billy from Dunellen, who blessed me. And you know what I'm going to do? Today is the 17th of November. And we've got some time till we reach that Thanksgiving celebration where we're going to make sure that we thank the Lord Almighty God for very specific and direct divine intervention in our lives. And the exciting thing, I will tell you, for the vast majority of the years in the last 12 years, since 1997, we have been on the edge every Thanksgiving. Sort of like the pilgrims. Every Thanksgiving, except for a couple of years where we had an excessive bounty that was a real blessing after riding on the edge for many years. So we're back in the edge state. We're back in the edge state. And when people come up and give us blessings, we say, thank you, God bless you. When somebody, sometimes those blessings come in the form of food, and we say, thank you, God bless you. Well, thank you for that blessing, Billy. And I'm going to get back to my topic. And I want you guys to think about this. Oh, I'll tell you, I had a Thanksgiving in 2005 in Mississippi that was actually quite fabulous, and it was post-Katrina, and managing and coordinating some relief effort on the Gulf Coast during that period, and it was time to take a Thanksgiving break. The crews stopped coming in that week because they took a Thanksgiving break. The folks that we were working with and trying to help them out, the churches in the area, things like that, people took a Thanksgiving break. So I went ahead and shut down and took a Thanksgiving break. And because I was with my family members of my wife in Mississippi, I was actually able to spend Thanksgiving with people I never get a chance to do that with. So that was kind of nice, 2005, post-Katrina. So getting back to Katrina, if you knew that this was going to happen, and this is going to lead into what I'm going to be talking about here in the next segment, what would you do? If you knew it was coming, if somebody, a plane says the tsunami's on its way, Category 5 is on its way, what do you do? Some of you, if it's Category 1, 2, or 3, worst-case scenario 4 maybe that you've seen, you'd put boards on your window. But let's say a big fiver's coming, a five plus, just off the Richter scale. I know that's an earthquake thing. What would you do? Would you take some action if you knew it was coming? Or would you just sit idly by and go along for the ride and not care whether it took you out or your children? Not care whether, oh, I don't really have insurance, but if it wipes my house off the foundation, it's and my children survive, okay, they won't have an inheritance. Too bad, so sad. You know, if it's all just a bust, I'm born, I eat, I sleep, I die, and that's the end of it. Or how about this? If you had the power to turn off the tsunami, to push the off button on a tsunami or a Category 5 hurricane that was heading into your direction for your house, would you do it? Or would you just rather suffer the trauma and suffer the trauma that comes along with a long recovery? I'll just give you a word picture. Lady's house just got flooded because of the post-Ida storm. We're over there pulling out carpet and things like that. And there's a group of teenagers over there today helping store some things away so things that could get fixed in the house. Walls have to come out, things like that. If you've ever been involved in that thing, you know what I'm talking about. Well, it was 60 degrees when we were doing the work. My mother-in-law and my sister got flooded out in Katrina. They were down there for 2 days in 100-degree heat, 100% humidity, pulling all their stuff out of their house by themselves. I mean, that was just terrible, physically traumatic, not just the destruction of property, but the suffering on your body when you're trying to take care of business for yourself to get this thing taken care of. What would you do? If you knew something was coming and you had enough warning, would you just suffer through it? Would you at least maybe move a little bit, make an adjustment to your daily procedures? What would you do anything to mitigate the kind of damage that could happen to your life if you had enough warning? Well, that's what I want you to think about. We're going to come back here and I'm going to read some things that are going on in the news. And they're dots that are connectable. There's a yellow brick road being laid out before us that isn't necessarily leading to the land of Oz. So I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to try to get to the stuff on a constitutional, biblical, and right versus wrong basis. I try to keep that reference together. These things are in the news. These are important. I'll be reading some news articles. And again, they're leading someplace. They're leading someplace. And hopefully when we come back from the break, I can do it without blowing up my studio here, disconnecting wires and reconnecting wires till the whole place lights up. So again, check out talk104.com. I encourage you to do that. Tell your friends about that. Hey, if you're interested in advertising, the station has got some extremely good deals coming up right now as we speak before the Thanksgiving break and the Christmas breaks, and prior to the big shopping seasons. Time to get in on it. You can go to talk104.com. That's talk104.com. Find out more about that. Find out more about what I'm doing here at faithfreedoms.org. Again, I'm David Allen Carmichael. You can check out my website and also our podcast at faithfreedoms.net. When we come back, the call-in number is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Let's see what's in the news and let's see how it matters to you.